All right, blue side up, blue side up. We are rounding out Attitude Adjustment with one of my favorite guests. I've got Jill Tallman guest hosting with me today. Jill is the senior editor at AOPA Pilot Magazine and also an editor for Flight School Business News. Some of you read that here. And speaking of flight schools and all things flight instructor, I think that's going to be our theme for today.
It seems like it, right?
It definitely seems like it. We have Bob Meter. He's a CFII with single and multi-engine privileges. He's got all kinds of fascinating things. He's got 3,000 hours of dual given. He served as a check airman for a 141 operation, but that's not why you're here today, is it, Bob?
No, that's not why I'm here at all. I'm really glad to be here, Amy. Appreciate it.
Bob is the chairman of the National Association of Flight Instructors, NAFI. And NAFI has been doing some phenomenal work on the field this week. You guys have been an integral part of the Pilot Proficiency Center here on the field, haven't you?
For the past couple of years, we've done that. We've helped bring CFIs in to work with pilots, help them become better pilots. We have the VFR and IFR sim sessions, plus the tech talks. We're really proud of that. I have to give credit to a couple of people for that, John Gibson of our organization, and Gus Pucci, who couldn't make it this year because of some health problems with his family, unfortunately. But Gus really did a lot of hard work pulling together hundreds of volunteers for the week, and we really appreciate everything he did. So, Gus, if you're listening, we miss you. Thanks for doing all that hard work.
Now, you've had so many people come through there. I've been in and out of there a couple of times because I'm related to one of your volunteers in there. And it's a really dynamic place. They put you on the four corners. I think you're making a difference. I think you're reaching out. But one of the things I know is it's also a terrific networking event when CFIs come in there and volunteer with you guys.
Absolutely. People get to meet each other. There's the most important part is the friend-to-friend. We have many. We all make friends at Oshkosh that we look forward to seeing year after year face-to-face because we're all from all over the country, obviously. But more important, well, not more important, the next most important thing, I should say, is the professional networking, learning techniques from each other, learning ideas, getting young CFIs in front of senior CFIs or senior people in the industry, getting them the opportunities, finding out that, oh, just like meeting a DPE outside of the exam process, meeting someone and becoming unintimidated. This is a person. It's not somebody I have to be afraid of. And getting comfortable so that later on they can get those job opportunities, do better in the interview process and so on, and just learn. It's wonderful. It's great. The other piece, and I'm kind of on my soapbox here, I apologize. Stop me if I am.
No. That's what you're here for.
There you go. But the other piece to that is that we're encouraging pilots to go beyond flight reviews. Let's get out there, do the same kind of recurrent training that has been so successful in the 121, 135 corporate world. Get out there with an instructor once in a while. Find out where the bad habits are slipping in a little bit. Learn new techniques. On the positive side, find out another way to do what you're doing. Find out what your airplane can really do if you needed to do it. And it's a lot of fun. And there's nothing wrong with recurrent training. It's nothing to be intimidated by. It's actually something we should all of us as pilots should embrace.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I you are a FAST team rep, which is a volunteer with the FAA.
Yes.
Doing safety programs all over the country. I am also a FAST team rep. And one of the things that I really try to put forward to people in my audience all the time is the WINGS program because it's free.
Yes.
And it's way more than the minimum.
Absolutely.
Way more than the minimum, which is what we all should be doing.
Right.
I mean, let's face it. Do I really want to be the worst pilot that's acceptable out there?
Exactly.
Yeah. I once posted in on a website, I think it was studentpilot.com, I once posted, your worst day of flying should far exceed, at the time, the PTS. And that's how I feel about it.
That's absolutely true. And that goes for CFIs as well. And one of the things that I know you guys are instigating in that, and I've been a NAFI member for a long time, is a professional development program for flight instructors to help bring that professionalism to them. Because flight instructing is really, for a lot of people, the beginning of their professional aviation career.
Absolutely. And first of all, thank you for your membership. I really appreciate it. And Jill, are you a member?
I am not. I'm not a flight instructor, but perhaps I should belong anyway.
We would love to have you. You don't have to be a flight instructor to belong. We have a lot of great content, and there's this way you can pull back the green curtain and see how we think.
Good to know.
There you go. We'd love to have you as a member. But along those lines, what we are working on in the professional development program is the goal is to make flight instructors better, to raise the bar. We're very good at the technical skills. The FAA sets pretty tough standards for flight instructors. We know how to teach chandelles, stalls, steep turns, you name it, I don't care. What we're not always good at is the soft skills, the social skills. We need to be able to learn how to market. We need to know how to reach into another human being's head and present them this data and find out how to do that. We have a wonderful gift. We get to teach people how to fly. We at NAFI want to help flight instructors take that gift and present it to somebody else. Along with that, along with the professional development program, there are two elements that I want to talk about. For the established CFI, how do I become better? And how do I become a mentor to somebody else? And how do I accept mentoring from somebody else, whether they're younger or older? The mentoring has no age difference. I've been mentored by younger instructors. It's great. The other piece to it, though, is for the career-minded CFI the airline or corporate person who wants to go on. Instead of saying, well, I'm in a 172 or a Piper, pick your airplane, for 1,500 hours, and this is my penance to get to the shiny jet. Instead of that, here's your opportunity to learn to be a captain.
Absolutely. Don't take it as this is my stepping stone. It's not really what I want to do, so I'm not going to give it my all. But actually see it as, when I give this my all, the result will be good things coming to me down the line.
Exactly. Sooner or later, all career-minded pilots will end up with four stripes. And they're going to have to deal with the customer service issues. They're going to have to deal with the unruly passenger at 11:30 at night at some gate. They're going to have to deal not just with the technical side of flying and safe aviation, but all those customer service issues. The crew resource management, which includes the people in the back. What an opportunity for an inexperienced young CFI coming out of school to say, this is where I need to start developing these skills. We want to present that to those people. And while they're here, they learn how to do it, and they give their customers the very best that they can give, because we have an obligation as instructors to do that. So what an incentive. So we're very, very proud of this. It's the kickoff here at Oshkosh. This has been the kickoff. If I may, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the PDC.
Please.
Okay. We call it internally the PDC, the Professional Development Center. We're very excited about it. We are just, I can't remember the tent number. I never remember. It's always go over here with me. we're just east of the tower. Easy to find. You'll see the NAFI logo up on the end cap on the tent. It's an 80 by 40 tent. We have a theater where we have presentations every day, matching the show schedule of forums. Those forums are published in the EAA guide. We have an area for flight instructors to actually go through scenarios with, quote, students, unquote, where it's a flight instructor volunteer sitting at the simulator being a student pilot, and then you have to deal, or the person sitting in the right seat has to deal with whatever issue. So
I think that is great. Genius right there.
Thank you. I'm not sure who came up with it, but we used our master instructors at NAFI to come up with the scenarios. And it's just a great, great tool. And then we have the Mentoring Cafe, which is an area, first of all, you can actually sit down on a couch.
nice, always nice.
Always
here.
Nice at Oshkosh. But the more important piece is that you get to sit down, talk with experienced instructors, or you may be the experienced instructor sharing your ideas. So it's a social area for people to talk aviation and learn techniques and connect with each other. So it's a wonderful opportunity. And I have to give credit to the entire NAFI team. I'm very proud of it, everything they did to pull this together. John Niehaus, Rick Todd, our president, to put in a lot of sweat equity to put this together. He's done a tremendous job with this. Loretta Godby, John Gibson, and all the volunteers that came in and pitched in and worked very hard to put this together. I'm very proud. But this is only a physical presence here. Down the road, it'll be online. We might make, you know, we might make small road shows out of this, and we'll be back next year with this. That's our plan already.
That's wonderful. So on the field, you're over by the tower, right?
Right.
You've got that big presence. But where can people find you online if they're interested in more?
Okay. The online, we're at nafinet.org. It's NAFINET.org. Just take a look at the website. We'll be happy to have you there. You can join there or you can join here at the show as a member. We have a lot of content on the public side of the firewall, and we've got a lot of benefits on the member side. The other thing you should look at is we're recording the 10 a.m. session each day, and that's being presented on Fast Team TV in the evening at 5 o'clock live and then archived. You can go out there and get Wings credit for watching.
Terrific.
These forums.
That's wonderful. This is Bob Meter. He's the chairman of National Association of Flight Instructors. Thank you for sharing some time with us at AirVenture 17. Well, we deeply appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Amy and Jill.